What's up, plant lovers? It's your girl Jade here, and the episode that you are about to listen to is the final episode of season 2. My goodness. This is exciting, yet kind of sad. I'm closing a new chapter. Of course, another one will be opening soon, and I'm planning to bring just some different, somewhat same vibes to season 3. This has been one hell of a road. I would like to thank all of my guests from season 1 and season 2 who have joined me in laughter, who have joined me in talking about plants, talking about soil, talking about foliage, talking about stems, talking about everything, confessions, everything that we have discussed. Thank you all so much. I've had the opportunity to welcome new podcasters to my platform. It feels so good to, feel like I've popped several cherries on this show. Thank you all for joining me and blessing me with your presence. This is not the end. This is just the end of chapter 2. Chapter 3 will begin maybe around the end of the year, the beginning of the new year. But I have so many things for you all to look forward to. If you aren't, make sure that you are following me on Instagram at Black Plant Chick, because I am releasing a brand new product, the Plant Deck. The Plant Deck is 50 conversation starter cards for people who love plants. If you want to learn more about this product, I am hosting a live event on my website. You can just go to blackplantchick.com. I'll also leave that link in the show notes, but go there, register, join me. It's a super casual event. There will not be any fireworks, anything like that, but this is just an opportunity for me to, I guess, introduce to you something that I have been working on for quite a while, something that I'm extremely excited about. And I want you all to love it. Affirmations for a Plant Parent will be back in stock around the 15th as well, too. Gosh, so many things are happening. The Black Plant Chick pop-up shop is coming 2022. For everyone who has donated to that, thank you. Boys Hike 2 is happening November 13th. If you've donated to that and supported us in any type of way, thank you. Gosh, what else? I don't know, but thank you. Thank you. Season 2 has been incredible. An incredible ride. Gosh, without further ado, you all, here is our final episode. In this episode, I am chatting with Keturah, the Terracotta Hotties. She is an incredible person and a very new friend for me, and I cherish this episode. I hope that you enjoy it. We are just discussing our time on Plantstagram, the things that we've learned, and what we're prepared for with 2022. But of course, as with every episode, before I let you listen, let's have a final word from Seasons 2 sponsors. Bye, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Eat Right Atlanta. Eat Right Atlanta is by far one of my favorite delivery services. They deliver fresh produce right to your door. They service all of Atlanta. The boxes are huge. I get the family size box. Although it's just me and my son, I am a pescatarian, so I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruits. And my son, who loves cooking, is starting to get into using more vegetables in his meal. Don't come at me, mommies. You know what it is to raise these young kids. But Eat Right Atlanta is by far the best delivery service that I have been using in Atlanta. Tell them Jay sent you. You guys, go follow them on Instagram at Eat Right Atlanta. I promise you will not be disappointed. My next sponsor for today's episode is Rooted Vibes Co. Now, I have several of these planters. They are personalized, or she has a variety of styles already on her website. Black owned company. They have 6-inch planters and 8-inch planters. They come in black or white, and you can style them however you want. These planters are perfect for birthday gifts, bridal shower gifts. If you just know a plant parent who wants to add a little extra style to their collection, then this is the company for you. And the best part is I have my own promo code, BPC. That stands for Black Plant Chick, but when you use BPC at checkout, you'll get 20% off. Visit Rooted Vibes Co. on Instagram at Rooted Vibes Co. and make sure you let her know that Jade sent you. Now, last but not least, sponsoring today's episode is Trey Leaf. This company makes custom trellises and plant accessories. I recently posted a video on my Instagram page, and you can see me putting my Philodendron Brazil, kind of allowing it to trail up my custom made trellis. Listen, y'all, the craftsmanship of these trellises is just amazing, and to know that a woman created these products just makes me so warm inside, because they are beautiful. She has a variety of sizes, a variety of different plants. Listen, you will not be disappointed. She's also, for those of you who are listening from Atlanta, she is based here as well. Please support this young lady. These trellises are beautiful. And if you are trying to provide your plant with what it needs to thrive, if you're trying to sort of create that environment that the plant naturally grows in, then you'll want to get a trellis. Follow Trey Leaf on Instagram at TreLeaf_. That is TreLeaf. And be sure to let her know that Jade sent you. Now, without further ado, enjoy today's episode. Welcome to the Black Plant Chick Podcast. I am your Black Plant Mama Jade, and this is the last episode of season 2. I can't believe that I'm on season 2 of this podcast. Like, I feel like I just started it yesterday, but it has been a long time, and it's been a fabulous experience. It's been incredible. It's been so rewarding in so many ways, and I'm just excited to start another season, sort of bring something new to all the listeners. I want to take this time to thank you all for sticking with me from the beginning until the ending of season 2. Thank you to all of my sponsors. If you are new to this podcast, shame on you, but welcome. I have been having sponsors of the podcast since the very beginning. Sponsors like Black in the Garden, Plant Blurred, sponsors like Eat Right Atlanta. There are so many more. I'm so sorry if I'm not naming them all, but you can check them out in the very beginning of this episode. I'm always shouting them out. Thank you guys for supporting them. And I'm looking forward to bringing on new sponsors for season 3. I love to be able to work with small businesses, women-owned, Black-owned, plant-related businesses. I just want to be able to support you. My podcast is it's heard by thousands, millions of people all over the world. We have set on the charts of the Home and Garden U.S. podcast charts for a very long time. And so your business is being seen by many. And it's just a great opportunity for me to share you with my audience. I'm excited about season 3. I don't know what I'm going to do different. I do know that I want to start going live during some of the recordings. So I am live now on my Instagram page. This just allows people to sort of see what I do when I'm recording. My guests have an opportunity to be seen. They will be heard, but they don't have to be seen, because people like to be comfortable in their homes, in their PJs. They don't want to have to get dressed up, and I respect it completely. But this is just an opportunity for me to show my followers what I do. Anyways, like I said, this is the last episode of season 2. This is a very bittersweet moment. I have so many memories throughout these seasons that I'm going to figure out a way, a creative way. I might have to hire someone. I'm actually learning to bring in someone else to do things. As much as I love doing things on my own, I am learning to bring in other people. But I may have someone kind of go through all of my episodes, pull something together so that everyone can see what we've done over the 2 seasons. But anyways, enough of that. I'm not even going to hit you guys with everything that I have going on because you know what it is. If you're a listener here, then you know that I have a lot going on. But this episode is special because I am joined by, first of all, Couture, let me tell you really quickly how I am horrible with names, okay? And I was looking at your name like, I was like, I'd be so extra. Like, I think I overthink it, which I do with everything in life. But I am here. I'm joined by Couture, the terracotta hottie herself. Your favorite, what do you call yourself? The plant auntie or the...
Your favorite plant auntie.
Your favorite plant auntie, which I love that. But she is joining me on this episode. And we are just going to talk about our journeys on Plantstagram, like where it started, where it is now, what we've learned, things that we decided we're not going to do anymore, and just really share our experiences during this time because we have both sort of become very successful in this field. And I know for myself, I oftentimes do not acknowledge that enough. And so I want to take this time to do that with you. So, Couture, welcome to the Black Plant Chick Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I hope that you guys can hear her okay. I know the audio will come in perfectly on when I download this audio and upload it. But I'm so excited to have you on here. Is this your first podcast? No, right?
No, this is my second one. Okay. I was on another podcast. The category is hosted by Maurice, and he is amazing. But this is my second podcast feature, and I love doing these, honestly. Yes. Like, I love them.
Yes, podcasting is a lot of fun. I enjoy it too. I just love talking. And so this is an opportunity for me to do all of the talking. Like I can hold down an entire episode, a 1 hour episode by myself, just talking.
I love it.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But thank you for being here with me on this last episode. This is special. Normally I do the last episode of a season by myself, but I didn't want to do that this time. So thank you for joining me. I'm excited to talk to you, to learn more about you and what you do. For those of you guys who are joining us, we will only be letting you in on this episode for maybe about 15 more minutes, and then you will have to catch it on, I just lost it. Oh, wherever you listen to my podcast app, you'll have to catch it there. Anyway, so before you tell us more about yourself, I want to do a icebreaker with you. Is that okay?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So we are doing this from my new conversation starter cards, which are the plant deck. If you were on my live last week, I did this with Carla. Now, I did not share the live because I had just introduced the deck to the world. And so I felt like you had to be here to experience it. But we are going to be picking 2 questions from here for Couture to answer. This will be available for you to purchase on November 15th. The plant deck is 50 conversation starter cards for people who love plants. Mm-hmm. All right, Boo, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So I shuffled the deck before we started because... I just wanted to get that out of the way, but I landed on a question that I love. So it says, what plant did you buy because it was popular on social media? And those joining, you guys can answer there too.
Oh, Oh, see, when I started my little plant journey, I didn't know anyone on social media who had a lot of plants. So
But
based off
it didn't have to be necessarily when you started your journey. It could have been 3, 4 months ago. You were like, ooh.
general. Okay. It would have to be my Monstera, a Monstera deliciosa.
Okay.
Saw those around all the time, and I don't know why, but a few years ago they were really, really hard to find. And so I was going to Kroger one day, and sure enough, there was one sitting all by its lonesome for $12, and that has yielded lots of cuttings and other huge pots of Monstera. So I have to say the Monstera.
Okay. I can kind of agree with that one because I didn't really know too much about it either, until I started seeing, or I knew about it, but I never really saw it in person. And then I was seeing, the Monstera on Instagram all the time, and I was like, oh, I need this plant. Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely agree with that one. All right. So this next question, now I need you to be completely honest. If you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings, so be it. They'll be all right. We're all adults here. All right.
Okay,
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Name something that everyone looks stupid doing with plants on social media.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, y'all, but dancing with your plants, like, put them down. But they like music too, and it's fun. But yeah, that would have to be the one for me.
I agree, but let me tell you what it is for me. And everybody does this, but there's a feature where they can make their plants talk. It's like they put their mouth on the plant. That one right there, I'd be like, y'all, really? Like,
That is, but some are really good, but I can see
no,
why.
they're great. They're very creative, but I'm not gonna hold you. Like, y'all look crazy doing it. Now, I'm not gonna say that maybe next year I end up trying it, but for right now, I think that y'all look wow. And it's a lot of folks that be doing it. Now, I get it. It helps to like get the message across. It's funny, it's humorous, but I think that you guys look really, really crazy doing it. Okay, I want to ask, I have one more.
Yeah,
And this
sure.
is kind of along the lines of what we are talking about today. And so
Okay.
this will take us into the rest of the episode.
Okay.
What is your most memorable plant experience?
Ooh. Well, everybody knows. Well, if you've been following me for the last year or so, you know that I love doing rehabs. And my very first rehab, I kind of had this unknown confidence that I knew I was doing, but I really didn't. So I was really winging it. And now that rehab, like, it was terrible. It was one of my sister's plants. And knowing that I kind of saved it from like completely conking out, that kind of gave me that rush and passion for rehabs. And she ended up moving away, so I got to keep that particular rehab. And it's just that reminder, like,
You did this.
yeah, that and like, all the lessons that plants teach us, like patience, like they're not going to recover tomorrow. And just to just be patient in general, like, that's one of those reminders and kind of pats on the back, like, yeah, girl, you did that because it's beautiful.
Hand claps for you.
Thank you.
I love that. I love that. Well, that is the plant deck, you guys, November 15th. I hope you're ready. You'll be able to pre-order this plant deck. I'm really excited about it. This is something very, very special to me. I was super afraid to share it with the world. That's a whole nother thing and a whole nother episode. But I'm excited about it. All right. So tell us how your plant origin, what, well, tell us about your plant origin story. Like, where did this all begin for you?
Okay. Well, my now fiance and I were getting ready to move in together a couple of years ago, and I wanted to have some type of plant in our apartment to make it more homey, you know? So I did my research day and night on this fiddly fig, and that my was going to be... Yes. And I was like, that's going to be the plant I'm going to get. It's going to be cute. It's going to thrive. It's going to grow to be tall, yada, yada, yada. And we got into our apartment, and I don't know if y'all have experience with apartments that much, but oftentimes they'll show you a place, say it's, you know, this is what yours is going to look like. It may be on a different floor or whatever, but this apartment complex showed us this one particular apartment that was going to be ours. So I was like, oh yes, my plants are going to thrive here. And last minute they ended up changing it to like this, one of those apartments is down in the hole.
Oh, with like no.
Two windows. Yeah. So I was still hell bent on getting my fiddly fig. So I was like, maybe if I push it up against this patio window, it'll live. But, it lived. I didn't lose any leaves. I didn't grow any leaves either. But after a year about staying there, we decided to move. And then when we moved to my second place and it had a sunroom, and my fiddly fig just started taking off, like as far as growth wise. And like I say, in the first couple of weeks or so, then I knew like, okay, I don't have a, you know, green, a black thumb or whatever it's called. Like I can grow plants. Like all I needed was light. So after that, that plant journey just took off, and I feel that sunroom within like a year or so of plant.
Doesn't it go so fast? Like once you start buying plants, it's like, oh my God, damn, I have 50. I literally only bought three the other day. Like,
yes. And at one point I learned, propagating, because I propagated a pilea for my sister, and that went south real fast. So I was like, you know, let's wait. I'm gonna get this monstera, and then I tried it, because then everybody was like, oh, monsteras are the easiest to propagate, easiest. And Jade, I kid you not, I had like 15 propagated monsteras in my sunroom once, and it was just nuts.
They do. They, you know what, for me, so I have this weird relationship with propagating. Although I understand, you know, the benefits of it and increasing your plants, and you know, some plants like to be trimmed back, like when they're growing all crazy. But it's so hard for me to cut up a monstera. Like I did it, and I did it on live, and it was. Like, honestly, it was almost like a cord cutting experience. And you know, that's very emotional. It is something that you're doing when you're letting go of just bad ties, stuff like that. But it was hard because it's such a beautiful plant. The stems are so thick. And I'm just like, oh my God. But once I did it and I saw how I was able to, the plant that I have now, I have two of them. But I was able to propagate that one, and I made maybe four separate plants, and I was able to give them away. And I'm about to do it again because it's still growing like crazy. But yeah, I definitely agree. Those are very easy to propagate.
Yes, very easy to propagate, easy to care for, easy to give to friends who are like unsure about plants, but they want to get into plants. I think just about every one of my close friends has a monstera cutting from me.
You had went out for a second. I can hear you now, though.
Yes.
Hello?
Where'd you go?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. It kind of went out for a minute, but I can hear you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
This is the podcasting journey right here. It's audio, visual, like all kind of things can happen throughout the journey, but it is what it is. We're going to keep it going.
Exactly.
Okay, so terracotta hotties, that name, right, is very unique. Where did that come from? What inspired that?
I just had all my, I think I was watering one day. And watering my plants, and this is before, like, I had my whole sunroom set up. This was at the second apartment I stayed in. And I put all, because I only used, at the time, all terracotta pots. So I had my plants all sitting on the floor in my sunroom. And I think this is also the time where like Meg Thee Stallion was really, really hot too. Like, so I had all my plants on the ground and I was like, oh, look, terracotta hotties, because they're all in terracotta plants. And this was on my personal page. I didn't really think of it at all. I just said it, posted it, and kind of left it there. And then when I considered creating the plant page, a friend of mine was like, Katora, why don't you just name it Terracotta Hotties? And I was like, I don't know. Slept on it. And I was like, you know what? Duh, that makes perfect sense. So it just kind of stuck from there.
I like it. It's really catchy. And it does make me think of Meg Thee Stallion. I love how we all within this community kind of just flip these different plant-like names and turn them into our own. Now you know people by that. Like when I see people in person, I call them by their Instagram name. Like I can remember that more than I can remember your real name.
Really?
It's true.
So funny. Yes, because you know, when we did the meetup at the Botanical Gardens, like I knew who Carla was because we had interacted before. But it wasn't until you said Black Plant Chicken and I was like, oh my gosh, the fiddle leaf figs, like, yes. So you're absolutely right. Like you kind of make those connections that way too.
Yep. That's definitely how I do it. And then over time, as we become friends, then of course I'll start calling you by your name. it's just easier because that's what I see. Like I don't see Katora like when you're posting. You know, I see Terracotta Hotties. Exactly. Okay, so with this being the last episode of the season, it's only right to talk about our journey, right, throughout this time. I've been on Plantstagram, not Instagram, but Plantstagram since May 8th, 2020.
Okay.
Right? So only a little over a year. I've you know, had brands on Instagram, great pages and things like that, but it wasn't until I became a, well, now this plant influencer that I've seen a different side of Instagram, right? Like I used to have a really love-hate relationship with the gram because I wasn't really taking advantage of controlling my feed.
Gotcha.
You know, now we're able to really be in control of who we follow. For a while, I used to think that in order for me to get a lot of followers, I got to follow a lot of people. And I don't believe that, not one bit. But when my journey started here, it wasn't about building a brand in the beginning. It was just about me sharing these plants that I had in my home, sort of sharing my journey. But when I realized that I was starting to make an impact very early on is when I turned it into a brand. Makayla, you can, I'm sorry, my son. What do you want?
Make some fries real quick.
Can you make some fries?
Yeah.
You're going to have to clean where are you going to make them at? No, homemade ones?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to wait until I'm done. But there's fries in the freezer. Makayla, I'm not about to let you cut up a potato, put it in some oil while I'm up here. You gotta clean the air fryer.
I can do that.
Clean it good. Makayla, I better not smell nothing burning.
Gotcha.
Anywho, sorry guys about that. I am a mother.
Sorry.
Bye.
Sorry
about that.
It's okay.
But this is parenthood. Do you have any kids?
I don't.
Just do you want children?
Yes, okay. I do.
Okay, well, get ready. Because they're going to be in every part of your life, no matter what. no matter what. But, and he cooks, so he's 10 years old. He loves cooking. But there's a certain meals that I'm just like, let me make sure that I'm around.
Yeah.
So that we not, you know, get in trouble. But like I was saying, so when I started the page, it wasn't about creating a brand, but then I soon realized that I was making an impact within the community that I was building. So for you, when did you realize your impact on social media and how soon did it take you to say, all right, I need to really turn this into something?
That is a really good question. I would say when I was featured in the LA Times article.
Yes.
But then, I kind of waver on that because, you know, the Black plant community was like soaring once COVID hit.
And but, everybody wanted to get on the Black side.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, that's how you said that. Yes, and very true. But then I realized like, wow, I really do have an impact because, you know, me, I guess I'm really... I humble myself a lot and I'm just
girl, like, you better big yourself up and stop stumbling around what you about to say.
Oh no, it's just like then I just was doing it for fun because I was meeting, you know, a lot of Black people in the plant community because yeah. like I mentioned before, like on my personal page, I only followed Plant Queen, I believe, and you know, they were on Instagram, but that was the only Black plant influencer that I knew. So I was kind of like, oh, wow, cool. Okay. LA Times tapped me. Like, that's right. pretty dope. So right. then I kind of thought, you know, with that, I could, like you mentioned, turn this into something, but I never thought it would get as far as it has today. Like, it's still yeah. kind of wild to me, but
yeah.
I'm thankful. But I think that was the time when I was kind of like, yeah, I can really do this and yeah. turn it into a business. Yeah.
I had a similar experience. I was contacted by House Beautiful, mm-hmm. Which is a huge magazine, huge online presence. They're just mm-hmm. like really big in home and garden and all of that stuff, just everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they commissioned me to do 3 plant guide like videos.
Oh, cool.
And at first I was just like, oh, wow, they're paying good, you know. Mm-hmm. This is great, but I didn't realize who it was going to be in front of. And mm-hmm. so once I just found myself scrolling on Twitter and then I would see my videos and I was that's like, oh shit, like
yeah.
That's me right there. Yes. Yeah. And like MSN, they also show the videos on there. So once I started I wasn't even looking for it, but mm-hmm. I would just scroll or be on Google or something like that and they would come up. That's when I was like, oh, damn, like, Jade, you are really out here doing it. Even if, yeah. you know, even if this is that one opportunity and you never have anything like that again, this is that one mm-hmm. to be proud of. Like, that was, yes. that was definitely a moment for me. It's still hard for me to look at it and be like, you did that. Like, mm-hmm.
yes. Yeah.
And do you feel that way sometimes?
Yes. So 2 instances. Back to the LA Times, but botanical Black girl Stephanie, mm-hmm. she's always the one who tells me, hey girl, you was featured in something. Hey, did you see us over here? And we have like this at first when we were featured in LA Times together, she we joked around and was like, yeah, we're famous now, we got to make merch and all this stuff. And at the time we were kidding, but she, you know, really yeah. went out and got her merch going, and I've actually purchased some. So it's yeah. like that moment, and I'll never forget, she told me, she was like, Katora, sometimes just Google yourself.
I do it. No, Stephanie, that's real. And let me tell you, yes. I second that. I've been Googling mm-hmm. myself since I put out my first book. And yes. you would be surprised at mm-hmm. things that people didn't even tag you in. Like yes. Refinery29 put my podcast in their top 5 must wow. listen to podcasts. I had no idea that I was even featured in Refinery29, but because wow. I Googled myself, I found it.
Yep. Same yeah. here. Same here, because I did that same thing. Found out I was on Yahoo Life, and then I was mentioned in Vogue, and I was yes. like, wow, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
So that's kind of one thing that sticks with me, and you're absolutely right. Like, that kind of is that moment where you're like, dang, like, I know I'm somebody, but I'm really out here somebody.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's one mm-hmm. of those things that it can be overwhelming because you're asking mm-hmm. yourself, okay, now what do I do next?
Exactly, yep.
You're like, now that I'm featured in these places, am I supposed, like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to hire a team. Am I supposed to, like, you know? Yeah. And sure, you could say, let me go and do all of these things. Or you could mm-hmm. be like, let me enjoy this moment and continue doing what I'm doing. Because whatever it was that I was doing is why these things happened.
Correct. Yep.
And I absolutely love that. So I'm going to say goodbye to this live, because the rest of the podcast you will have to check out on any streaming platform. You're going to have to listen to the podcast there. I'm going to release it this week. I'm not quite sure what day, but I will release it this week. So to everyone joining us, thank you so much for being here. Yeah. Do you want to say goodbye to my people?
Bye, y'all. Make sure y'all listen to this episode.
Yes, yes, yes. Bye, guys. All right. I just realized, like, we were, you know, time was moving.
Still going.
Yeah. I was like, I'm about to give them the whole episode. Okay. So now we talked about sort of what happened to make us realize, like, our impact in the community. But what do you feel like you, in the beginning of your journey, what has really changed for you in your way of looking at social media and how it can either benefit someone or even harm someone since you've come? Like, we've all had personal pages that maybe didn't have a lot of followers, things like that. Some of us have had other brands. But this, for me, has been the biggest brand that I've had on social media. But we all have our own ways of thinking about social media. So what has changed for you since you started Terracotta Hotties and now in how you view social media?
Oh, this is a good question. Okay, so first, I would say, be careful who you follow, because that energy is real.
That's a good one. Yep.
Because on my previous page, like, I'm a very positive vibe type chick. Like, I don't like the negativity. I don't like, you know, all that extraness that comes with social media. So on my previous page, I would just follow people just because. But now on my plant page, it's more intentional. Like, I follow positive people. I actually lean more onto my plant page when times are rough because of the people that I follow. I learn how to, I know how to cut it off. Like, let's say something tragic happens in the Black community or any community, and it's kind of oversaturated on social media. I've learned to cut that off and be okay with that. Like, y'all be fine. I'll post something about a fiddly fig tomorrow. Like, it's okay to kind of step away and take a break when things get overwhelming. Because if people genuinely love you, which I have found in the plant community, they'll still be around when you come back. So it's okay to step away. And I've been okay with that. And so I think that's kind of like the main thing, is like, I know how to cut it off, but I've never been like social media crazy. But now it's like getting on Instagram is kind of like being amongst my friends, like my digital friends. Because it's always so positive on my end, and who I follow, it doesn't really affect me as much as that, if that makes sense.
No, it makes 100% sense. Because for me, okay, so my brand before I started this plant brand, I was an erotic storyteller. I was working within the sex industry, huge, like big time. And my page was all about sex. And so my feed was filled with all kind of stuff, because I was following a lot of other sex advocates, just people who are in like the community. And so I would see a variety of things on my page. But I realized that within that stuff, I was still following a lot of toxic people. And or even not just people, but pages that are ran to share toxicity. And it would mess with my own mental health. I really experienced a lot of anxiety from social media because people show you a side of them that they want you to believe is real. You know, and if you're a person who maybe you're not extremely happy with where you are in life and you want to get to another place, you can oftentimes feel like you're being left behind.
True.
You know what I mean? Because people only share so much. And if you mm-hmm. see it all the time, even if you're this strong person, eventually, because I'm pretty sure at times, well, not Beyonce, because she don't got time for social media. She posts and go. Don't even give you a caption. Like, she be in and out. But I'm sure there are even celebrities. I've even heard celebrities say that there are times that they're looking and they're like, oh, damn, like this person got this. You know, it's easy to fall into that trap.
Yes.
So my time before now was very tainted. It was very, mm-hmm. like, I couldn't stand Facebook for this reason. I hate reading paragraphs about people's lives.
Just get a journal and leave us out of it.
Please. Like, damn. Like, I don't, and then, you know, it's just, oh, it was so annoying. I couldn't mm-hmm. stand it. Mm-hmm. So I stopped really posting on Facebook, but of course I had to keep it in order to like have my store on Instagram, like all kind of other crap.
Yes.
But it wasn't until I started this plant page that I said, I'm going to take charge of this mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I'm going to create a community around what I need. And so in doing that, it makes going on to social media much better. Now, I do still at times experience moments of anxiety because, you know, you still have your explore page, you know what I yes. mean? And you can go yes. there and you still got people within the plant community too that brag. Mm-hmm. And that brag in a way that's like, all right, like you doing too much.
Yeah. And you know what I say? Because me and my fiance talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. I just tell him, like, you know, if you have that sense or urgency, or if people are just like overly extra on social media, I always say it's fake and just keep it yes. moving. Because once yes. you kind of just like hit that switch, it's like it doesn't even really matter. Because yeah. why do you need to do the most on social media? It's more so for you and, you know, your own personal whatever reasons that you have. So I just tell myself it's fake, keep going.
Yes. Like, yes. I agree. And I've started to do the same. Like, girl, please, you lying. And then I'll be going back and forth like, girl, stop.
Exactly.
But now I'm just in more control. I'm not afraid to unfollow. I also take my time with following. So I try to tell a lot of people that I know that just because they follow you does mm-hmm. not mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that you got to return the follow.
Exactly.
Like, you're in control of how your page looks. Mm-hmm. And in learning that, I've been able to create a better sort of environment yes. on social media.
Mm-hmm. Being intentional.
It just has helped tremendously. Now, I still got people that I'm like, all right, sis.
Yeah, one more post.
You got one more like this. And you know what's funny? When people start to show that other side of them when certain things happen in the world.
That's true.
Like, that is true. You get to see their stance on certain issues. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the best time to say, all right, I'm letting you go.
That's it. Yep.
I didn't know you were like this. Now that I know, I'm cool.
Yeah, obviously. Myself.
But that's nor here nor there. Yeah. Also, okay, so now that's kind of like how our views have changed along the time that we've been on social media. Mm-hmm. But within our own community, so I always talk about finding a community that speaks your plant language all yes. the time. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned it on this podcast. I've made posts about it. I'm very passionate about not feeling like you have to insert yourself into every plant community, right? So there's this big community and then there are all these little sub communities.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started, I wanted to be friends with all of the top Instagram plant influencers. I was like, ooh, I want to be, you know, but then yeah. I realized that there was a disconnect there and there was something about them that although they're very popular, that doesn't really connect with me.
Yes.
So when it comes to a community, what would you say you value most about your plant community?
I would say very intentional. Like, yeah. I'm very intentional about How I communicate with people, how I allow them to communicate with me, mm-hmm. knowing that I can be 100% my authentic self. I just love the little community I created, like to the point where it may seem a tad bit ignorant, but I don't know anything outside of mine.
Yeah.
And what I've kind of created around me, I guess you can say.
No, I understand.
Yeah, because like you said, the higher, like, and this is no shade whatsoever, just coming off of what I'm thinking about, like mm-hmm. Santorina, those type of influencers, like I kind of know that you probably will never like answer a question I have.
Girl, never.
In a DM, you know, and I've always been intentional of, mm-hmm. okay, if people ask me a question mm-hmm. or if I get X amount of followers, I don't want to do that because I know that when I started small, that's kind of yes. what brought people in. Yes. So I'll never really forget that and just say, oh, okay, when she hits 50K, like I'm ignoring all of y'all. Like, sure. No, I like my community. I like speaking with everyone and talking plants with everybody and kind of building that rapport with the people that follow me and vice versa. So
yeah,
I think, a very intentional community, but also like, again, being my authentic self. So if you ask me a question respectfully, because yeah. we have some people that are hopping your DMs and just start letting
them
off.
They won't even say hi.
Oh, yes.
They'll just be like, yo, my plant is dying. Can you help?
Yes. And no,
like, what?
And sometimes I'll just say, hello, so-and-so, how are you? You know, mm-hmm. how are you doing? I hope you're having a great day today. To kind of slow that down because mm-hmm. I'm still a person too. Like
yes.
these numbers really don't mean anything to me, but I'm still a person and I'm going to treat you that way. So just give me that same respect.
Yes.
But if you can't, I don't have to respond either. So, you know, mm-hmm. I like creating that community of kind people who we could just talk plants and don't have to think about, you know, all the extraness of mm-hmm. everything else that comes with either just being on social media or being a plant person in general.
Yeah. What mm-hmm. I think what I value most is the support that I get from my community.
Yes.
And it yes. took me a while to be able to really look at not the numbers of people supporting, mm-hmm. but those who do.
Yes.
Because I have some followers that no matter what I'm selling, no matter mm-hmm. what I'm trying to raise money for, they're going to support.
Yes.
And then I have others who are just going to like and say, congrats, you know. And mm-hmm. so I've realized over the time that what everybody can do is still playing a huge part in your growth and in your development and stuff like that. And so recently, I'll go back. When I announced that I was starting a plant pop-up shop, which I'm still doing 2022, let me mm-hmm. tell you this, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start it this year, but okay. of course God had different plans for me and I am definitely okay with him leading the way. Mm-hmm. But I encountered a lot of people not being willing to share information.
Really?
And it was so unfortunate because it was like, sure, I'm going to find these places anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just asking if you can kind of give me your plug. Like, I can't meet. First of all, we in Atlanta. Do you know mm-hmm. how many people are out here selling plants?
Okay.
Too many.
Yes.
Okay. So many that half the people that are selling plants are only selling plants because the money is in it.
True.
They're not even doing it because of the really true care. Love
yes.
for plants. Mm-hmm. And there's no shade to nobody, to my people who listen in Atlanta. I love y'all, you know, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And so I think those were some of the people that felt competition and would gotcha. Not share. And so it took me forever to find information. And so once I started to really get into the process, then people outside of Atlanta who are still within my community started to tell me, like, you know, right now, because so many people are getting into plants, wholesalers mm-hmm. are having a hard time keeping their yeah. shelves full. So mm-hmm. they're limiting new customers that come in. So you're going to have a difficult time. Yeah, you okay. can just go to any wholesaler or you can go to any store, flip that plant, make some money, put your name on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to do this the right way, it's going to take you some time. So anyways, it's starting in 2022. I'm going to go forward with it then. But when I announced that I was raising funds for it, you know, you would look at, oh my gosh, she has 25,000 followers. She should raise $10,000 in no time. You know what I mean? And that's not the case. Like, no. It took me a very long time to even get to like 1,000. Because people look at your numbers, they think, but even within those thousands of followers, your community might be like 1,000 people.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just may be a smaller circle within this bigger circle that you've created.
Right.
You know, and I've learned that not just through raising funds, but selling my book, and also with me announcing the Boys Hike 2 event, I had a handful of people that showed up and showed out. But you would think, oh, you got all these followers. It should take you no time to get these things. You should get an abundance and stuff. And that's not the case.
Yeah, you know? That's very true.
But it's okay. But so what I've learned throughout that process is that also for myself, stop looking at the numbers. Stop being caught up in, oh, now I'm at 25.7. Now I'm at 20, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's not the case. Look at those who are actually coming out and supporting. And so that's when I say find a community that speaks your plant language. That's what I mean.
Exactly.
You know, it makes a huge difference in just who you are and how you view people. It's made a difference in how I look at friendships. And this is not a friendship episode, but I'm pretty sure you can relate to this. Just learning about why people are in your life. You know what I mean? And and being able to say, I don't have the capacity for you right now.
Right.
I think that goes hand in hand with your followers too.
Yeah.
You know, like if you see a person and they're always posting about being sad or being unhappy, you know, different things like that. It's okay to say, I don't have the space for this energy right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that it transfers, like no matter what you think, energy's energy's transferred through social media on so many different ways that we really don't realize it until we step away from it. And then you realize how taking on everybody's social media problems have been affecting your mental health. And it's intention. Like, you have to be intentional about the people you follow, you know, whether it be, like you said, Plantstagram, Facebook, your regular Instagram page, because it's real. And like me too, I can't stand someone who's negative every day on social media. Like, what, you really have to go talk to somebody, because we're not going to solve this problem.
No, I can't do it at all. You're not paying me.
Exactly. And it's sad to say, like, when I see people in my community, again, that I've kind of curated around myself, who are down and out and feeling, you know, the weight of the world. I'll reach out and say, hey, is everything okay? Do you need anything? You know, is there anything I can do? But if, like, it's every single day, minute, second, hour, and it's something, it's like, okay, like, we're not going to be able to help you here. You're going to have to get off and do something else. But I also respect people's space and their freedom to post whatever they want. So I'll just excuse myself. But it's just like, again, like, that energy does transfer. And it's, you know, you have to put up a wall or, you know, keep that away, because it is possible.
It's very damaging to the psyche. Like, you know, it can make you second guess what you're doing. I've had moments like that on Plantstagram where, you know, I would look and be like, oh, I didn't get an opportunity similar to that. Like, I won't even say what I was going to say. But I've had moments where I was maybe called into a space because of who I am, and then I wasn't acknowledged. And it was like, so what, you know, what was I here for? But I had to learn that although I have these people around me, that everyone is not good for me.
That's true.
And it takes time, and it honestly, something usually has to happen for you to see that that wasn't meant for you to be there. But so I don't want to, we don't have to stay in that dark space. I just think that it's important for us to share that although people see all of this greatness that we share on social media, that we do still experience, you know, down moments. We experience moments where we have to be honest with ourselves and our followers and remove some things, you know, take breaks. Like, I remember taking some time off, and when I came back to social media, I had lost like 100-something followers. And I was upset about it, but then I was like, that's not my core group. You know what I mean? They're literally just here just because. Like, if they can walk away that easy because they don't see me post in a week or two, then they weren't meant to be in this space.
True. And then I've been to that. Sometimes people even take breaks and they delete their accounts. So that too drops our numbers down to, you know, levels that we're kind of like, oh, dang, that sucks. But like you said, I just have that mindset like, okay, if you got to go, you got to go. That's fine. Because there's some people I take off on too.
Okay, listen. Well, I have a list that I'm eyeing. Like my watch list.
I love that. Well, you're out of here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have this question. And I think it's just what I like about what I'm about to ask you is it allows us to share special moments, but it also allows us to acknowledge someone who was responsible for this moment. And so I'll share first and then I'll let you share. So the question is, who within the plant community supported you and you were surprised by their support? So for me recently, I had posted in my stories. Okay, so with my Boys Hike 2 event, I had created a wish list of items that I need. Now, for anyone that is putting together an event that is free to the community, anything that you're doing, do not be afraid to ask for help. That's something that I'm learning. So this event is free to the boys and their dads. And although I could scrape up the money to pay for all of the supplies, why not ask my community to help, right? So they did. They came, they showed up, they bought everything that was on my wish list. So I had one item left on the wish list. I posted it in my stories. And the person who bought the item, I'm going to announce, share who they are, but I was very taken back by it because although I knew that they are aware of my page, they follow me, they like some stuff here and there, I just felt like, you know, they may like they big time, like they probably not really looking at it like that, but Black Men with Gardens, ZZ Nelson, ZZ came on, bought the last item from my Amazon wish list and came into my inbox and was just like, have a great time. That for me was huge. Because you just sometimes don't know if you're on someone's radar. And although I've had many other supporters, so Ardent, which is a cannabis company owned by a Black woman, they created the Easy Bake Oven for you to infuse some of your product. I'm an affiliate of theirs, but I do a lot of stuff with them. They donated. That was a big surprise for me too, because this is a huge company. But Black Man with Gardens was that moment for me that just really touched my heart. Like, because I just, you know, I just didn't expect it. So I want to ask the same question to you. Which one or what follower of yours supported you and you were surprised by their support?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, one that stands out to me the most is Lucretia of Soul Sister Plants. We have always followed each other because she's always said that she loves to follow Black women who are in the plant community and, you know, doing great things. And so I've always had like, you know, commented on her thing. She's commented on mine. But there was a specific moment where she had a live And she talked about partnering with other brands mm-hmm. and making sure you get paid and get paid your worth. And that life had always stuck with me. And someone asked about partnering with me, and I reached out to her to see, you know, do you mind kind of giving a refresher on what you said on your live, or how do you determine this or that when it comes to partnering with different brands and things of that nature? And I wrote the message. I don't know why, but I was kind of nervous because I wasn't sure if she would respond, because she at the time was saying how she had a lot going on too. And okay. she was kind of in and out of social media, and that I completely understood. So I was kind of like, if she doesn't write back, I'll be okay. Like, I'll figure it out as I go.
Right.
But not only did she write me back, but she sent me a slew of empowering yes. voice notes through Instagram. And I have always been very, very thankful for her for just pouring her wisdom into me as far as like partnering goes, and just saying like, these brands want to work with you. You get all of what you can out of yes. them. Like, you know, you ask for what you want. You tell them what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and pay me for this, and then add taxes to it as
yep.
well.
Yep.
And so that very moment is where I not only knew like this community is so dope, but like her as a person
mm-hmm.
just, man, she is amazing. And not even, that was like months ago, but mm-hmm. like even now to see like she's just very consistent in who she is,
yeah.
who she says she is. And I think that had to be the moment for me where I kind of was like, you know, I've never had anyone like, I don't like to call us strangers, because although we're like, everybody around here is like plant friends, like yes. she is still kind of a stranger, but like to pour into another complete stranger just because you love empowering and helping Black women was so dope to me.
I love that. I love moments like that where you're just like, oh my God, like you're here to help me. Like,
yes, yes, little me.
Yes. And you know, but you know what? I'm going to mm-hmm. say this, although I've had that same experience with, of course, Black Men with Gardens. I think, and my boyfriend oftentimes tells me this, like, you are the shit. Just period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know why you out here thinking that you are not who you are. Mm. Like, that is who you are. Like, you know, stop thinking that that's not who you are. So I know for me, I'm working on, I guess, bigging myself up more so that when moments like that happen,
yes,
I can accept them in a way like, you know, yeah, like I deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, although that person didn't have to do it, I am deserving of that.
Yes.
And it takes some time, because oftentimes we feel like we're being braggadocious or something like that when we do that. But it's okay to be in a zone of I'm a bad bitch.
Yep. And celebrate yourself.
And celebrate yourself.
All aspects of it. Yeah, my friends had to teach me that, because I don't like attention on myself. Like, yes. I don't like a lot of attention, because like you'll even see I don't have a lot of pictures of myself on yeah. my page. It's just yeah. plants, and I'll pop in every now and then.
Yeah.
But my friends, I have two best friends of mine who are always like, hell no, girl, like you tell them you're on this and you're on that and you be proud of it. And it's not to say that I'm not proud about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not, like you said, the braggy type. And yeah. I just don't do that. But oh, they'll do it for me. But I'm just like, you know what? I should, because
yes.
I accomplished those things. And it's okay to big yourself up and celebrate yourself.
You know what this makes me think about? And this might have to be something that I bring into season 3. Mm-hmm. Maybe having once a month where we get together and mm-hmm. we brag about ourselves.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because that's almost like a way of us affirming ourselves.
Yes.
And, you know, and even manifesting more greatness, because I yes. suck at it too. And I'm trying to get to honestly, it's hard as fuck for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to keep it real. Like, it's hard for me to look at everything that I've done and mm-hmm. not stop for a moment and say, you did that.
Yes.
You yep. know what I mean? Like, you did it. They came to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they paid you what you told them to pay you. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't work. So far I've been able to work with like 12 different brands that have all paid me.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't take the time to acknowledge those things. So that just gave me an idea. And I think I'm going to include that into season 3, where we just come on and it's only about what you got going on and you bigging yourself up.
I love
it. And us clapping for you and us cheering for you.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. That I'm glad you let me put that into my notes, because I will forget. I'm gonna hang up with you and I'm gonna be calling you like, well, remember what we were talking about?
All day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now we're gonna kind of end this off with something a little fun.
Okay.
Now we've all had moments on social media where we were like, what the fuck? Okay. And I've been a little bit reluctant on if I should share this moment. And I'm not going to say any names, but I had a moment, and I'm going to just say it because it happened to me. And that person might be listening. They still follow my page. And I think that it's only right that you hear how stupid this shit sounds. Okay. And how, because of this what the fuck moment, a relationship is sort of in the way. And now yours doesn't have to be similar to mine. It could be something funny, whatever, but a WTF moment on Instagram. So for me, and I'm going to try to like, you know what? I actually told you about this at the Botanical Gardens.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
Yes. So I just want to share it here. This was the big WTF. Was that, did I say it right? WTF moment? Yeah. this was the biggest one for me. Basically, you guys, someone came at me in my inbox because I shared my bad bitch soil that I made for myself and my own personal plants. I did not make it to sell it. And they basically came at me as if I was stealing their idea, because I did support their brand. Did I have to? No, I didn't. I did it out of the kindness of my heart. I did it because they're supportive of the things that I have coming up too, or that I had coming at that time. And so I wanted to do the same for them in return. I had never received the product at the time that they came at me. But the reason why it was a what the fuck moment, because it was like blending your own soil is not a secret formula. You know what I mean? It's not something that you gotta be within the inside group to know how to blend your own formula. I went onto Pinterest and found these different 5 mediums that I can blend into make the perfect soil for my plants. I didn't go peek onto nobody else's packaging, nothing like that. I just went on Pinterest, which is a huge platform that everybody can look on.
Right.
But this person came at me about me sharing my bad bitch soil blend. And it really got in the way of what could have been a great friendship, because now I look at them very differently, and they brought someone else in on it too. And they both came at me in a way that was just like, what the fuck? Like, did you really sit here and think that I am stealing your shit? And although we got to a place where it was like, all right, it's cool. It is what it is. I still now look at this situation very sideways. I eventually got a portion of my order, still didn't get it all. But that was the biggest what the fuck moment for me, because I stay to myself within my community. If you know me, you can text me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got my number, or you can inbox me and I'm gonna chat with you. But I keep a close-knit group of people that have access to me. I stay out of drama. You know what I mean? Like, I just create shit, keep it moving, and do my thing. Right. So it made me feel like it was like, how dare you assume that this person who created affirmations for a plant parent, who created the plant deck, who was trying to create stuff that is new. You know what I mean? How dare you come at me and assume that I'm taking your shit? So that was my what the fuck moment. If this person is listening to the podcast, you know what it is. Like, and I'm sorry that you have to hear it here, but I'm still a little salty about that.
That's a tough one, because I do remember our conversation. I was
And you know, and when I tell people about it, they're also like, what the fuck?
Like, it's just soil.
It's just, and then, and my thing is, everybody makes their own soil. Just about. If you flip it into a brand, good job. Like, Creative Plant Mama has a booming homemade soil mix business. It's killing it. And I support her too. I have her soil as well. Like, my thing is, I felt like it was more of them being intimidated by my presence, who I am. And it's like, oh my God, if she starts doing this, fuck.
I'm screwed. And you know, everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own purpose in whatever hobby, task, passion that is. But if, let's just say hypothetically, you were creating your own soil mix. Like, it's enough soil mixes and things of that nature to go around. Like, what's for you is for you. If if you wanted to make your bad bitch soil, that's your soil. You got your people who would purchase. And if they have their soil mixes that they want to go with, they have their clientele too. It's like, there's Home Depot and Lowe's, there's Chick-fil-A and Zaxby's. Like, what's for you is for you. So, you know, it's enough space and dirt out here for all of us.
I mean, enough. That's like getting mad because somebody also selling plants.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, so, your journey is yours. And you could touch, like, and that's the thing about customer service too, is like, you can touch so many people with your customer service, but you can also take away that touch too with your customer service. So it just depends on which way you want to go. And you really have to put yourself in the consumer's shoes a lot because, you know, you're a consumer too, but you can't forget that fast once you put your name on something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God, I love that you said that, the whole consumer thing, because when it happened, someone else came at me about this person's business first. And it was kind of confusing because it was like, this not even your company. Like, sir. Listen, I don't even want to, we ain't even got to go back down that lane. That's like making me mad all over again.
But, and some people just forget, like, you go to, I mean, there's a lot of people out here doing the same thing. Not one person has one thing that they make that somebody else isn't doing. What's for you is for you. It's okay. Even if you were doing your own soil mixes and selling it to the masses, like, it's okay. Because that's your journey. That's your soil. What, you know, what you doing probably won't, they probably do different. Like, I never understood.
Yeah. So you see why it's a my WTF moment. Yeah, because it was just like, okay, like, it still is one of those things that I'm almost like, I'm gonna hush my mouth. Okay, I'm gonna let you share.
We can keep going, but no, I don't honestly have one. Again, because I keep my boundaries up and I play nice. But I will say, I oftentimes read things really fast. So oftentimes I'm replying to people and I know they're probably like, WTF Couture, like, I just said that. And so sometimes I go back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that. So there's two instances. So one, oh my gosh, I don't remember his name. This guy, we follow each other. And he would talk about, what did he say? He posted a a meme or something in his stories, and I was just cracking up laughing. Like, you know how you send all the laughing emojis? Mm-hmm. And he was like, "What's so funny?" And I was like, "Oh man, you know, that's hilarious." Not even realizing, like, Katori, you did not read this post fully. And I realized what I said because he stopped writing back. And I was like, "Oh my gosh," because it was like, the plant community should have like a book club, but talk about everything plants. I don't know what my brain saw, but I thought and it wasn't even funny, but I just cracking up at it. And it was like, I thought it said the plant community is like a book club or everybody just sits around and talk about plants or something like that. It was completely backwards from what it said. And he was just like, "Well, why do you think that's so funny?" And then I finally went back and looked, and I was like, "Oh my God, I read this so wrong. I'm so sorry. Like, please don't think I'm laughing at your joke." I mean, it wasn't a joke, but like your meme, because I think this is a great idea.
He's over here trying to start a business, and you over here like, "What the heck?"
I felt like such an asshole. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, please forgive me. Like, I read that too fast. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry." He hasn't responded since then.
So
I'm
like, "Oh God."
But he's not a frequent person on Instagram either. So okay. Who knows if he saw my message or not. I mean, okay. He probably saw it now because that was months ago. But I felt like such an ass. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't think like I'm this girl who just laughs at
this
his
horrible
idea."
Person.
Yeah, because it was a really good idea, but I just read it completely wrong. So I think that's one of my moments.
I've had moments like that too, and I would go back and quickly delete my comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd be like, "Oh, I didn't read that last paragraph that you put."
Yeah.
My bad.
Yes, I had someone do that to me on my Bird of Paradise post I did just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say they were a new follower, but they were like, because I was like, "How to get your bird of paradise to unfurl, the leaf to unfurl really fast."
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, "Don't you mean it's a monstera?" And I was like, no, I believe this is a bird of paradise, like I said.
Right.
And then so they came back and was like, "Well, is it a white or is it an orange one?" Or something like that. And I just didn't respond because I was "You'll figure it out after a couple of moments." And then I went back and I saw that they deleted their comments. So I guess they did their Googles there.
Yes, they were like, "Oops, she was right."
Right. Like, don't be loud and wrong now.
Right. Ugh. That's hilarious. Okay. So I thought that was going to be the last question, but I just thought of something. And this will be the last, and this can send us on our way. This is my final episode of season 2. So you are getting an extra long episode to all of my listeners. Katori, thank you for being available to do an extra long
episode. You're welcome.
I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. So this year, first of all, time has been bugging, right? Like,
yes.
It just doesn't feel like we are about to close out 2021.
It's
crazy.
Yes.
But it is. Like, we got 2 months left and mm-hmm. then 2022 is here.
Yes.
So I want to ask, what is one thing that you look forward to as a brand in 2022? And I'm going to let you share first and then I'm going to share after you.
Okay. This is a good question. I look forward to finally creating, putting it on paper and producing my merch. I have it stuck in my brain. But I want to really push forward with it in 2022, because I've been kind of teetering that line of, "You can do it." No, you can't. Yeah. Well, not no, you can't, but no, I don't want to. And yes, you can. And so now I think next year will be the year where I actually just jump off the ledge and just execute it. And I also have I really want to set the intention and manifest me being more present on my timeline.
Yeah.
So people actually see me, because y'all see me, but it's the same picture I have in the green top, or it's the same. So I'll give you a little updated look.
So you've been recycling pictures?
Yes, all the time. Because I just, you know, and I realized when I became a photographer, I just didn't like.
Wait, back up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a photographer?
Yes.
Do you do product photos?
I've done a few, but I haven't done many, but I don't mind doing them.
Do you want to do the product photos for the plant deck?
We can. That'll be fun.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So I want to like show myself a bit more and interact with my community a lot more than what I do. Because a lot of you guys, I talk to you in my DMs or in your comments or in mine, but I want to like do more interactive things. Like I know I talked about with Wes on her live that I was going to have a live series and I just never did it. And I feel so bad because I hear it in the back of my head, like, yes, I'm holding you accountable. And I didn't. So that's two things that I really, really want to kind of step out of my shell and do next year.
Well, you're going to do it. And we're going to make sure that we hold you to it.
Claiming it.
Yes. Claim that. Okay. So for me, one of the many for next year is I recently applied for the Master Gardener program. And yes. And so when I get accepted into this program, I really want to be able to offer workshops around the city. So I've done a lot of like online stuff. I've done one in-person workshop with Black to Earth, and I love that. So I love teaching. And with the Master Gardener program, you have to be able to offer free classes and things like that. So I really want to be able to bring in more houseplant workshops around the city, especially with the knowledge that I'm going to gain from completing the Master Gardener program.
That is.
And so that is one thing. Another thing is just really pushing myself to present the Black Plant Chick pop-up shop in the way that I dream. So I want it to look a certain way, right? No shade to how anyone does their pop-ups. But I want it to be more than just a table with plants. I want to be able to create an experience. And now that I have my own products that I'll be able to sell, I just want it to just be a whole experience. And I know that it's going to take time for me to really sit back and plan it out very strategically and just really get in there and to do the work. And so that's what I see for 2022. But I have to not downplay my vision for it and stand behind my vision and push it. Because I don't want to get into a place where I'm like, I just want to do it and I don't do it in the way that I want. And so that's two of the things. I have many others, but that's two of the things that I am looking forward to in 2022. I'm excited about those things.
I love it. Yes. And don't sell yourself short. If you have a vision for it, go after it. Because there's always a way. Like there's always a way to do it. And so definitely I'm with you. I'm praying for you, hoping for you that you're going to do well. You will get into the program and that is going to be exciting.
I'm very, very excited about that. And that's kind of why I slowed down on really pushing my plant care consulting services, because I want to do more studying and be able to offer a little bit more. Unfortunately, under the Master Gardener program, I cannot put plant care consulting because you can't charge for certain things like that. But what I'm going to learn from the program, I'll really be able to take into whatever it is that I offer the community. But anywho, so thank you for sharing that with us. I am excited about 2022, just excited to see where we are as a community, where we are as individual brands. I know that they're going to be next year, there's going to be a lot more plant influencers popping up out there. And if you have dreams to be one and you're just like, where do I start? It's simple. Just start. I mentioned this on the last episode, but try to find out what more you have to offer than just sharing a plant. Because people want to be able to follow and support you. But if you just are a hand with the plant, then you might grow slowly. You know, and that's just from what I've seen. Like, people want to know who it is behind the plants. People want to find out what more you do other than just cleaning a leaf, right? You know, can you help me keep my plants alive? Are you great at creating footage about plants? And then we'll see you in other, like, they want to know more about you. So if you're thinking about becoming a plant influencer, really look at who you are as a creative. And try and tie those things into your brand.
I agree.
Awesome. Well, my dear, we are at the end of the road. Literally, this is the end of it all. The end of season two, the end of the episode. Season three will not be back until sometime in December. If I feel like it, I might not even come back until January. It just depends. But thank you for doing this episode with me. I am so happy that we got to share this space with each other.
Same here. And thank you for inviting me. Congrats on a full season two and two seasons. Cause this podcast is the dopest.
Like, thank you.
For real, for real. You're on my favorites list and lineup every week. So yes, thank you so much for everything that you're doing, Jay. You're absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You deserve all of your flowers. Like I tell all my plant queens, you guys deserve them all. So, congrats to the end of season two and the beginning of so much more.
Thank you. Thank you. So before we sign out, please tell my listeners where they can find you, how they can support you. If you have something coming up, in the month of November, shout that out too.
Okay. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Terracotta Hotties, exactly how it sounds. I am currently doing plant consultations. There is a book now button in my profile, or you can click the link in my bio. I don't have anything planned for November, but stay tuned because you never know with me. I might just wake up tomorrow and have something.
Yes.
So just give me a follow. Tell me, hey, but don't forget to subscribe to Jade's podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to all of my followers, I love you guys. I appreciate you all. Thank you for being here for another season. Plant Affirmations will be back in stock on November 15th. The plant deck will, no, I'm lying. Hold on. No. Oh, I'm confused. Anyway, you know what, y'all? Just go to my Instagram page. Follow me over there. Next month, Affirmations will be back in stock. The plant deck will be available to pre-order. Everything that I have going on will be there. For those of you who supported Boys Hike 2, thank you so much. November 13th, all of the pictures will be available. Well, that's when it happens. And then after that, I'll be sharing all the pictures on my page. And like I always say, you guys, until next time, love, peace, and propagate.